Here we are. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. And a midweek Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Where we deduce and deduct about 15% of every single story. You know, for tax purposes only.
You gotta save.
Hey, Hanksters. How you doing? Streaming live at our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments section.
Let's start right
out. Let's do it.
Hey, what?
Well, it is tax day, 2026. And according to a survey, 29% of Americans say they procrastinate on filing their taxes. Of that, 19% say every year I do it on the final day. I wait as long as possible. Most people likely to procrastinate, southeastern part of the United States, and then the Dakotas, both of them. Yeah, I think they're probably trying to claim the other one, I would think. 15% of Americans thought, have actually filed by January, 38% in February, 26% in March, and 19% of people say they don't know when the filing deadlines are.
How many?
19%. I don't know. These are already too many numbers about numbers at this point, and we already don't know how to deduce.
The IRS sucks!
That's what we've come to the conclusion of. Well, they're very aggressive, the studio audience this morning.
Oh, dear. You know Dr. Pimple Popper Sandra Lee?
Oh, well, dear.
She looks fantastic at 55, but make no mistake about it. She is feeling the pain of aging just like the rest of us and revealed that she had a stroke last November. Said she was filming her reality show when something felt off. She thought it was a hot flash. If you know, you know. She felt restless, got shooting pains, and couldn't walk down the stairs. Luckily, her staff dialed 911, and an MRI revealed, yes, this is a stroke. Says that part of her brain died despite having good blood pressure as well as cholesterol, but that stress could be to blame. And it is a good reminder to know the signs with Be Fast. Watch for your balance, your eyes, facial drooping, arms, speech, and time. Very important to get that emergency intervention as soon as possible.
So it wasn't because she saw one of the gross things that she does on her show.
No, it's, yeah, I can't really watch that show, but I mean, she is a dermatologist. She's looking good. Gotta be careful.
God,
don't do that.
You think Willa floats bad? Holy cow, she makes a living at that. Well, it was floated by in the skies and then all over yesterday, and it could become the biggest merger to make the biggest airline in history. That would be if longtime rivals United paired up with American Airlines. It was floated by United CEO, actually, Scott Kirby, yesterday, and he suggested it. Looks like there's been a lot of talks behind it, and of course Washington will have something to say about that because it would basically become a giant monopoly dwarfing everybody else if United and American got together. And I can only imagine that would be so great for us, the fair weather traveler.
A consumer.
Oh, yeah.
We're here for you.
By the way, in a recent survey, too, bless their hearts, of the best airline, United not even top 10, American 7th, and number 1, little Spirit Airlines.
Number one.
People complain about Spirit. I mean, I walked in. It was fine. You just don't have any expectations.
Right. If a Celica picks you up for your Uber, you know, you're just going to ride with it. It'll get you there.
But if you're paying a dollar compared to like $300, we get there.
Spirit
what could
Airlines.
Go wrong?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Keith Urban is in his revenge era.
Ruh-roh.
Sources tell the UK's Daily Mail that he's been charting his emotional journey during all that big divorce with Nicole Kidman. And he's got a lot to say, but he can't tell all. So he's putting those feelings to music. And Nicole, rumored to be very worried. Meanwhile, others say that he is spiraling thanks to her post-divorce glow-up.
He does have a history of having some issues. I can't imagine that those issues make this time period any easier. She was in town, by the way, over the weekend. We'll have that coming up. Texas Topics at 7:15. Meanwhile, Tim McGraw is going back to the small screen. It'll be his first role in a major way since 1883, which he just knocked out of the absolute Taylor Sheridan universe. Well, the show was 1883. It was actually just a few years ago. Streaming still right now. No, he's going to be joining the cast. This is a Hulu show, and it's called Southern...
What?
Bastards. Anyway, he will play a coach. Kevin Bacon's also in this crew. And it's called Southern Bastards, and it's a drama about crime, football, and the power in the deep South.
Oh, it's a drama?
Yes. Yeah, Kevin Bacon will be in there, and he'll play Tim McGraw, a legendary high school football coach in Alabama who runs a powerful crime operation.
As you do.
No word on when it'll start or when it's filming or if it's going to be filming here, because it could. Everything else does now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, or you can just make your own art show.
Or watch Dr. Some Pimple Popper.
No, don't do that.
That'll make me do that.
Yeah. You ever feel like you spend more time looking for something to stream than you actually do watching it? Congratulations. You are seen. And you're right. Well, sort of. A new study shows that 30% of us are guilty. I can't believe this number. Half of Gen Z feel that they've completely run out of options of things to watch. Hmm. There's nothing left.
Right.
What? So what do you do? One in four? Say we let AI choose. Because that's what AI is for.
Yeah.
Stay in the fight, Granberry. We are with you.
They could be watching this right now. Mm-hmm. This is high quality content.
Yeah, we've got choices.
Thank you.
Gen Z, we're here for you. Woo woo.
Well, a lot of shock and dismay yesterday, and there's several locations just here in the Westoplex. Painted Tree Boutiques shut down all their locations nationwide, and they did it really without warning or anything. So vendors, and this goes across multiple states, we're talking to Kelly in the Ville, was talking about it. Mm. If you had a booth there, all of a sudden, it's like, hello, guys.
Is this gone?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So they're wondering if they are going to be refunded rent that was paid for the month and next month or something like that. But Painted Tree Boutiques and all inside, a no-go now. And then in Britney Spears news, Kevin Federline says, quote, that he's happy that Britney entered rehab. And to which I said, that's great, man. I just ordered a number one. I don't need to talk about it. KB and Heather Lee.